a series of sacred lights. We float as a cloud, white, blue, and in contrast. The idea of self is scattered as cubes of hay along a horizon without borders, where we are the curve of land and we're tossed in the waves. On our knees, we are naked and unbound. We are the linen. We are the flesh that meets spirit of the Madonna of the Eucharist. We are the collection of the century we've been thrown from the cave. As Dead Sea Scrolls, hungry as lions, we emerge at the edge of twilight, emerge at the beginning of life. We are the study of experience, an undiscovered psychology, like prayers nailed to a cactus. We're moist, sticky, and oozing from an unfinished cross. We are exposed as hearts that quiver in the dirt, surrounded by stones and peace totems in high altitudes, where the mind marries the heart as touch knows itself. This is preservation, not restoration. This is the language of music. This is the fragrance of honor. The mystics contemplate as we drift along in the high heat, on the edge of reflection. It sounds broken and mostly unmarked, like a new work of art that fell out of a myth, a signified incarnation. But it's just our hearts, unpublished in the suspended crucifix of a love song. We're out of our minds as we follow the moan of a prayer, the holy water of sweet ejaculations moving from spirit to union. We become the revelation, a symbol of the sun, busted into a million rays of fire and transformed by the pale skin of the moon that's open and shows through the window of divine love.